Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is a client case study, and today we're talking about being a morning person. What happens if you want to stop? Is it okay? And what if you've been a morning person for years and is now part of your identity? Do you need a better work from home schedule for your unique family situation? Does your mom life plus business day need a few or a lot of tweaks to turn into a schedule you would love? Let's create your own best day so you can start loving your actual hour-by-hour experience of work at home mom life. Book your free session with me and give yourself the gift of balance in your work from home schedule. It is just a call away. So today we're going to tackle a hot button topic for moms: what time you're getting up in the morning. Plus, whether or not you should be getting up that early, and how to handle that former time no longer working for this season in your life, and what to do if that is all wrapped up in your identity. The inspiration for this comes from one of my recent clients who was struggling with the right getting up time as we were calendaring together. That is, she had automatically picked her pre-kid super early wake-up time, thinking that she would love to do that again now that she was past the baby season. But it just wasn't happening. She was hitting the snooze button. So, of course, I asked her, why not? Why are you choosing to sleep longer? What's going on in your evening that you aren't getting to your rest sooner? Because there's always a reason, and you can get your rest on one side of the midnight line or the other, but it's got to come from somewhere. And then I asked, do you even want to shift your identity as an early bird in this season? Do you want to not make 6 a.m. yoga performance? Do you want to be back to that early morning time just for you? And what it turned out is that she really did still want to get up early in the morning to have the quiet time to herself. She was missing that badly. Well, great. Now we know what to work with because it is your deepest needs and wants that are my drivers when I'm giving specific scheduling advice to you. But instead of going off to morning yoga like she used to, where people would be looking for her, kind of checking up on her, she really thought it sounded nice to have mornings at home. Just completely remove the performance aspect. No other people around to impress or to justify sleeping into, and simply springboard herself to where she wanted to go, which was having her cake and eating it too, I pointed out. She gets to keep that early morning identity and skip the performative aspect. Neat trick there. So I told her, then that's what we'll do, and I congratulated her because you see, she already knew what she wanted to do. Now she just had to give herself permission to live it. So, what about you? What fears, worries, doubts about other people's opinions are coming up around your morning wake-up time? Are you getting sucked into the good moms get up early, so I've got to push myself out of bed so I don't get scolded for setting a late alarm mode? Do some journaling around that, what's beneath that, and how you would answer that theoretical scolder. See where you're afraid that you're justifying yourself wouldn't hold water, because when we get to the root of that, then you'll be able to choose and hold to your own start time for the morning. But first, we've got to excavate that mindset gang. So, do you need a better work from home schedule for your unique family situation? Does your mom life plus business day need a few or a lot of tweaks to turn into a schedule you would love? Let's create your own best day so you can start loving your actual hour-by-hour experience of work at home mom life. Book your free session with me to give yourself the gift of balance in your work from home schedule. It is just a call away. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.